DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Today, Roy Keane is in North County Dublin filming a TV ad. The news got out and a huge crowd arrived to see him, so big in fact that he used security to keep the crowds at bay. But why do people want to meet celebrities? What do they think's going to happen? Are the stories of meeting celebrities ever that interesting? News Talks, I had that Beyonce in the back of my cab and she didn't even tip me, correspondent Henry McKean has been out collecting celebrity stalking stories.
Yeah. So, It's a fascinating one. Why do we get so excited about a celebrity? I think it's a bit like the royal family, or I should say the King of England and only England. Just want to say that.
Yeah.
I think people feel if they almost get to touch them or meet them that they feel special or almost godlike. I think there's a bit of that going on, that you've met something golden and your life will become magic.
Gosh, really? That's a lot.
People get excited by celebrities.
People just looking for a story. I met so-and-so. And you know what he said to me? Nothing. Yeah.
Well, they're human. Yeah. And they go to the loo like the rest of us.
Do they?
You'd hope they do. Otherwise, they're going to be in quite a bit of pain. But yeah, so Roy Keane.
Yeah. He was in, where was he?
He was out in the North County of Dublin, out in Skerries. He was spotted almost like a sort of, how do I say it? You know, like a wildlife documentary. And a very rare bird. He was spotted firstly on the beach. And then word got around that Roy Keane was in town. Then lots of vans came along with lots of filming equipment, and then men in high-vis jackets, lots of them, because he's filming. We thought it was an advert. They're actually being really coy about what he's doing.
Oh.
But it might actually be a documentary. It might not be an advert. So lots of excitement. And I haven't seen this kind of excitement around a celebrity in quite a while.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because Skerries is a town of 12,000 people. It's quite countryside. You know, you've got to drive through fields to get there, right up there near Meath.
There's roads that go
there.
The roads go through the fields rather than the actual fields. Yeah.
Does
he have any connection to Skerries?
I don't. No, I don't think so. Obviously, he's from Cork, and I'm not sure why they've chosen Skerries. We think it's because Skerries is a beautiful town. It's close to the airport. It's picturesque. It looks good on camera. They made that movie Some Mother's Son there back in 1996. I'm making a guess on the year. And they've made loads of like TV ads and stuff like that.
Okay, so what? And was he like walking on Main Street?
He was walking about, and like that, being the paparazzi that I am, I was trying to figure out where he's going to be. Mm. And he was actually in a frock shop that's closed, like a clothes shop. He was in there. So we knew he was in there. He was in there for ages and ages.
He was in a frock shop?
Yeah, he was in like a frock shop.
Did he buy a frock?
No, the shop was closed down and they had put paint on the windows. So we don't really know what he was doing.
Okay, that's interesting. This could be about, Roy Keane comes out as a cross-dresser.
No, I don't think it's something like that. Yeah. But I think the security was so tight because there was obviously that incident he had with a fan that ended up in court recently. So I think that's one of the reasons why the security was so tight. But I did get to meet people who were standing around on street corners, adults, kids, trying to get a selfie, autograph books. I met this local lady outside her office.
Hi, I'm Gillian.
Gillian, we're standing outside your office and there's lots of security around.
Yeah, Roy very Keane. Exciting today. Yeah, Ellie. Yeah.
He's here around the corner. You're looking for him.
Well, that makes me sound like a stalker, Henry, now in fairness, but yeah, I am.
So you were at Royal Troon. You were at the Open last week. Who did you get to see?
Oh, it was brilliant. We were there on Friday and Saturday, so we really got to see everyone. So it was great going on the Friday. We got to see the big guys who didn't make the cut. So we saw Tiger, Adam Scott, Aberg, Porrick Harrington, of course. Can't forget Porrick. Got a nice wave off him on the third and a nice smile.
And I understand you were spotted on Sky Sports.
I was, yeah. We were only, my son was given out. He didn't want me to take any photos. And then we ended up on Sky. So, it was great. We got to see them all. And it was lovely to see Rob McIntyre. We've supported him for years. And he,
why do we get excited about celebrity?
Oh, I don't know. It's just, isn't it nice to say you've seen them? I did. I was in a lift with Bill Murray previously.
Wow. What was that like?
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Did you chat?
There was no chat out of him.
Did you say hi?
You have me on the spot now. I can't think of anything.
Did you say, you know, what floor?
No.
Nothing?
No, I kind of went starstruck.
And we do get starstruck, don't we?
We do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you kind of don't know what to say to these guys. You're like...
And a small town like Skerries, population 12,000 people, when a star comes to town, it's exciting.
Oh, absolutely. I think everyone you see, everyone has the phones out and the family chats and the WhatsApp groups. And it's, you know, Roy Keane's in town. So we go on a hunt. We're a bit stalkerish, but really good to have them here in Skerries.
There you go. That woman's met a few people.
Yes.
Yeah, Bill Murray in a lift. I met Bill Murray.
Did you?
Bill Murray threw a piece of turf at me.
In a good way or a bad way?
I assume a fun way.
Okay.
It was kind of an interview I did. It was kind of a spoofy, but I brought him these kind of tokens of Ireland, one of which was a briquette,
yes.
Actually. And it was in the foyer of the Shelburne Hotel. And we filmed it. And then we were walking away. He picked up the turf and he pegged it at me.
And you didn't mind?
I did. Well, he missed. So that was fine. Plus, also, I suppose I got a story out of it that I could endlessly recycle for the rest of my day. Someone says, I was at a party with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So short, so wide. Also, Senator Joe Kennedy Jr. Terrible dancer. Interesting. I've also met Arnold Schwarzenegger. I asked him what is, it was kind of a... Do you remember there used to be a Planet Hollywood?
I do remember it. I queued up outside.
I sort of did. Well, yeah. at the opening, there was a kind of a red carpet-y thing.
Oh,
you know?
Got onto the red carpet?
Yeah. And,
fantastic.
And so I asked him what his favourite Irish food was. And he said, my mother's apple strudel. I don't think he was actually listening. He wasn't listening to the question.
Sorry, Austrian, I should say.
Yes, very Austrian. Oh. Yes, wow. Very master race of him. I served Roy at a coffee dock in Bantry. He was so nice, chatted away to myself and all the staff there, was cracking jokes, but then he turned into a bit of an ass. When other people arrived and started asking for pics, I think he was turning on the mean guy.
Well, I think stars have to do that. They have to turn on the mean guy, you know, when they're swamped. And just there right now in Skerries, it's getting swamped. And Gillian sent on a photo we just heard from there. And she gave Roy Keane a Liam Brady book. And they're both grinning. So she did.
That's a nice picture.
Yeah, absolutely
very
picture.
Happy to be there.
They both look very, very happy. And I think that's great. I mean, a little bit of goldenness from Gillian rubbed off on Roy and vice versa.
Mm.
I think that the celebrities also love the human touch. I do. I think that.
Also, though, like if like him, you have to do a load of selfies.
Yeah.
Like once you've done three... You start to get a pain in your face from the fake grin. So then you can imagine how you might start to get a bit cranky then after that.
I know, but the trade-off, though. I mean, I think he's earning now more as a pundit than he was as a footballer. And that's the trade-off.
That's the price you have to pay, I suppose.
It's part of it. And, you know, that grumpiness too. But anyway, I got to hear stories from people in the street.
So we're here in Skerries. I'm here with a man and your children in Manchester United colours with autographed books. Did you get to see Roy Keane?
We saw him getting out of his car, but that was about the height of it. He headed straight in to do whatever he was going to do. So no, there was no contact, unfortunately, although the kids did try their best.
Did you get to see him?
No.
You've got your autograph book. You're not going to give up just yet.
Yeah.
And why do you love Roy Keane?
Because he's the old Man United player.
And what do you think?
We got to see him get out of the car, but we're going to go back at 2 to try and get his autograph.
You met Cliff Richard. How was that?
Yeah, it was very interesting to see the people all around excited by his presence and ringing their mammies. We were in Heathrow going to Ireland and they were ringing their mammies for Cliff to say hello. And he was very obliging in talking to the mammies at home and wishing them well.
How do you feel about Roy Keane being in town?
I don't know Roy Keane. I'm a bit too young, so...
Does Roy Keane's name ring a bell?
Yeah, it does ring a bell, but I wouldn't know.
You
who
know
he is.
Him. No?
No. Wish him all the best, though.
I don't know who
Rocky
is.
Is he football?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a famous Irish footballer, yeah.
I'm a bit young to know.
Are you excited?
Not really.
You're not excited?
Not really,
you're just like, it's just a retired footballer pundit?
Kind of, yes.
You're out to have a quick look. Are you excited?
Yeah, my son is more excited.
Just it doesn't happen often, so when it does, it's always nice to kind of go down and have a look and see what it's all about. You know, it's always special the amount he's done in the game, and kind of his character is, I think, what intrigues everyone the most as well. You know, he's quite camera shy and stuff like that, so it's always interesting to see him.
There you go. So they seem that's extraordinary. That woman's never heard of Roy Keane.
I was surprised too. I thought she was there to actually see Roy Keane, but instead she was just going for a walk.
And wondering what all the fuss was about.
I think she's young. I mean, obviously, when Roy Keane was at his height, I'm going to mention Saipan, even though we're not supposed to mention Saipan. When he was at that height, people remember him. He's also still on. He's on Sky. He did the ITV Euro coverage recently, so he is still very high profile.
Yeah, just shows it though. I'm like, not everybody is that interested in sport. I suppose that's what that boils down to.
Yes,
because if he had a career outside sport, or
if it
sport
was George Clooney,
she may well have heard of George Clooney. Should have asked her that.
Yeah, I wonder what sort of
Who are the nicest celebrities you've met? I mean, apart from Joe Biden, obviously, that's
I'm
on
still
your Twitter
dining
account.
Out on that.
Yeah.
And lots of people have asked me to
When
take,
you met
take
him, did he seem, with
he
it?
He was totally with it. He was tall, he was fit, he was smiley, friendly. And to remember what he said, I just said, I'm sorry, I'm looking a bit scruffy, because I dressed for comfort because I knew the weather was going to be mixed.
Yeah.
And I did look scruffy. I was in jeans and a raincoat. He said, well, basically, that's up to you, or something like that. He was friendly. He was nice.
Yeah. I
did the selfie simply because I wanted to meet him. It wasn't because I wanted a selfie. It was an excuse to meet him, because otherwise I wouldn't have met him. I just wanted to meet him.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why a lot of people do it.
The ice.
Yeah. They do have a little bit of a chit chat. Someone says Arnie is 6'2". Maybe the texter said he's short as some kind of giant, says Joe in Galway. Does anyone know how long an NDA lasts? I worked in a bar in New York years ago. Businessmen and celebs would frequent a lot. I have some class stories, but I'm afraid to share in case I get sued. Cool.
Tell us.
The thing is that, like, if you have signed an NDA, which I doubt, if you have signed an NDA, but you send them in to us anonymously, then they don't know who broke the NDA. I was at a movie premiere in New York in 2004. Keith Richards walked up the red carpet, and the woman I was dating at the time pointed at him and yelled, "Look, it's Mick Jagger. He looked so pissed off, especially since I was on the floor laughing. You probably won't believe this, Sean, but none other than Henry McKean approached me once in Temple Bar. I swear to God, he's all right. He approached you. Well, who are you? Did Henry ask for a selfie? I want to know who that is. My daughter worked in a filling station about 15 years ago. Roy Keane came in to pay. She had no idea who he was, just said thanks and off he went. Rest of the staff then told her who he was. So that's two people. I was bottled by Boy George in the Pod Club on Harcourt Street in 2012. He literally threw a bottle of water at me, says Patrick.
Fantastic. What a story. I knew he had a temper.
And did he hit you, Patrick? Or, were there any injuries? Was there a court case afterwards? Anything like that? Are we in legal trouble here? We don't know. I think we should be okay.
That is mental. I mean, I know when it getting people muddled up, I always get Simon and John Delaney muddled up, and they're both really different people. Obviously, one was football and the other one was an actor.
Yes.
And I remember accidentally, I hope I get it right now, the actor is Simon, isn't it? Yes.
Yes, Simon Delaney,
I remember shouting at Simon, "John!" by mistake.
Oh, but they don't look anything like each other.
I know, but they've got the same second name and I got muddled up and I want to apologise to both of them.
Yeah. Simon Delaney's lovely.
I know, especially to Simon.
Yeah, okay. Good man, Simon. So who'd you meet who was horrible?
So I went to the Daddy's Home 2 red carpet event a few years back now.
Sorry for laughing, but Daddy's Home 2. Yeah. Like the Godfather 2 of Daddy's Home, yes.
And I met Mark Wahlberg and he was rude. I know I shouldn't say that on the airwaves, but he was.
But if he was rude, he was rude.
He wasn't friendly. He was monotone. He was going through, he had to be there. He was paid to be there. He didn't want to be there. But at the same premiere, Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell is the nicest man. I met him a few times over the years.
Everyone says that. Yeah.
And I want to be his friend. And I said to him, "Can I be your friend?" And we never became friends. But he's a really funny guy. And he's a lovely lad too. Really nice.
Okay, that's
genuine,
nice to hear. That's
genuine
nice to hear
guy.
If people are who they, appear to be. Yeah,
lovely. And Steve Carell, also lovely. Love to be his friend. He's
really?
Absolutely charming.
Okay. Yeah.
Very funny, very affable, humble, lovely.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to think. Bono, I like Bono. I actually like him. And I like the way he tells us to give money to charity.
Yeah.
I'm actually a fan and I like you too. Bono was always a bit standoffish. He was always a bit distant, but that's okay.
Okay. In what way?
He just gave answers to the questions and that was it. I never got some warmth off him. which is okay. But I am a fan.
I would imagine, though, if you're Bono, especially in Ireland, like, you know, the knives are poised the whole time. Yeah, the vultures are there ready to swoop in and
I just want to say I like Bono. And the person I've never actually got to meet is Christopher. I'd love to meet him. I'm a closet fan. I like him.
Christopher. I don't know if he listens to it now, but I know that he because, you know, he was like him and Paolo Tullio.
Yes, they were mates.
Like, they were mates going back decades, kind of thing. They went to college. So he certainly used to listen to the show.
Absolutely.
He still might tune in if he's not, you know, flying around the world.
I mean, number one, I think it was 4 weeks in 1986 with Lady in Red. Stop.
Okay. Oh, historian. Many years ago, my daughter worked at a very famous Dublin hotel. She had to sign an NDA, very common.
Is it?
Wow.
So they actually mean something?
Well, I suppose it depends on the hotel. If it's like the Merion or something like that, which celebs would stay in routinely, then you could see.
Yeah, I remember.
That's interesting.
I met Dermot Morgan in McDonald's. I used to work there in Frascati in Black Rock, when he was alive. And he was very friendly. He just ordered a cheeseburger, just a small one.
A small one. Mm. Was he by himself?
He was with his family.
Okay. Yeah, that would be like if Dermot Morgan came in by himself and ordered a cheeseburger and then sat in a corner crying while he ate it, that would, you know, that'd be it.
I did see one celebrity in Burger King on their own once.
Did you? Yeah. But you're not going to say who it is.
It was a football celebrity. I can't say the name. It's not
wasn't
fair.
Roy Keane.
No, it wasn't Roy Keane.
When I was in college in UCLA 15 years ago, I worked in an ice cream shop. Kamala Harris used to pop in all the time. No one cared about this story until 2 days ago, even though I've been telling it for the last 5 years. Who's laughing now? Well, indeed. You've kind of got the goods on Kamala Harris's secret ice cream addiction. He was doing a PA gig and was in really bad form. Boy George, I'm assuming. He was doing a PA gig and was in really bad form. From the stage, he asked the audience if anyone had water. I walked to the stage and handed him my bottle. He took a drink from it and then shouted, "This is sparkling!" And as I walked away, he threw the bottle at me and hit me on the shoulder. I'm a huge fan of his. I was so happy about it, says Patrick. So there you go. I'll never wash his shoulder again. So you did talk to a security guard.
I did, and they see everything. I spoke to this security guard from Pulse Security. Here's James, who's met them all.
Yes, we've worked with a lot of celebs. Going back last year, we were working with Bono in Dalkey. He was doing a biography on his life with David Letterman, the American TV host, and we do a lot of films. Pulse Security do a lot of films, and we look after all the actors very well. And we've some big films coming up with all different actors. There's a lot of films now coming to Skerries here because it seems to be the place to come now with all the American films and stuff. And
That's because it's got two beaches, it's picturesque, it's close to Dublin Airport, so it can obviously be a decent film set. For you, Roy Keane is here. Your job is to keep him safe. How friendly are they? Do they talk to you? Do you have small talk with them when you do get to meet them?
Yes. I have to say, Roy is an absolute gentleman. Yesterday, there was probably 200 kids just waiting for him to come out, and he gave a bit of his time, fair play to him, and he signed all the jerseys for the kids, which were all very well behaved, and he done all photographs with them and their parents, which I thought was very nice of him. You know, he has a busy schedule here in Skerries, and we're here today again for a second day, and it's been absolutely brilliant. I have to say, the people of Skerries are absolutely wonderful. They're coming outside the doors and they're asking security would they like a sandwich and a cup of tea, which I thought was very nice of them, you know.
So they're being decent. And
yes,
you know, for you, you're here in all types of weather, rain,
yes,
you name it. You like what you do. Who was your favourite celeb you met?
My favourite celeb would be the Dalai Lama, who we done security many, many years ago in City West Hotel. The Dalai Lama came to Ireland and done an open-air gig in City West Hotel, which was absolutely fabulous. I shook his hand and the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and, you know, I felt very good after it, after talking to him. And another big celeb would have been Bill Clinton. I would have met Bill Clinton in City West Hotel when he came to do a big speech in City West Conference Centre.
And what was Bill like?
Bill, I have to say, was very nice. There was 1,000 staff on that night looking after. They had a 5-course meal after the conference, and Bill came around the back with all his army and stuff. He was president at the time, and he gave everyone a fist pump. Each and every member of staff, and said thanks very much for this evening, you know, which I thought was very nice of him.
Yeah, I never met Bill Clinton, but anyone I've ever met who has met him said he just had that, there was something about him.
There's an electricity, yeah.
There was that he'd kind of, in retrospect, you know, and his history, that probably explains a lot, but he had this way of kind of focusing on one person, and even if it was a crowded room, you'd feel, oh my God, Bill really is looking at me.
No, I remember he walked into Eason to launch his book back in, I'm going to make up a year now, 2005, and yeah, the electricity, you could feel it, and he came over, and he was so smiley. His voice was a little bit kind of whispery, and kind of like that.
It has that Georgian twang thing going on,
absolutely, a charming charming man, and
you know, that kind of that's charisma.
Got him into trouble.
I worked in Weir's years ago, and Elvis Costello came in. I was looking after him. I had no idea who he was. All the staff were trying to get my attention. He was thrilled. I hadn't a clue. I met Elvis Costello once as well in RTE years ago.
Oh wow!
And he was living in Ireland at the time.
Yes.
Now I can't remember. It was something we were doing. We needed people to just famous people to say something stupid, and so we were. Basically knew he was on the Late Late or something, and went down and knocked on the door of his dressing room, just chancing our arm.
And you got him.
He opened the door, but then he looked at me and he said, how are you, Sean? I don't remember what he said or what we asked him. It was just that he knew who I was.
Oh, wow. Because, of course, he was watching you on the telly.
He was watching
on
me
one
on
of
the
your
telly.
Shows.
So that was cool.
Deadly.
I met Thelma Mansfield at the Ideal Homes exhibition when she was in her pomp at the helm of Live at 3. Top that, says a texter. Was an extra on a movie years ago called Studs, with Brendan Gleeson. He would stand around with us between takes and have a laugh and a joke. Very down to earth. Luke says, I was at the U2 Joshua Tree concert in Croke Park. We were on family passes, so all celebrities. Best bit was Dermot Morgan telling jokes in the toilet. And this is the best one so far. I saw Mary Coughlan in Woody's buying a mop.
Wow.
Wow. That's the best one. I'm amazed you weren't asked to sign an NDA for that one.
Amazing.
Do you remember what kind of mop was it? Was it like a fancy one or just your, you know, bog standard mop? You're also, because security guards would see a lot of celebrities. Restaurateurs would see a lot of them too.
And just to say very quickly, Lisa Stansfield, my brother saw her in Supervalue and started singing Been Around the World to Nai Ai Ai. I can't find my baby. And she didn't like it. In the 90s.
I'm not surprised. No, I've interviewed, she's been in this studio here. She sat where you sat.
Wow.
She was lovely.
Oh, she's charming. Yes, but restaurateurs, we got this rumour that Roy Keane was having lunch here today.
So my name is Sarah Ryan. I'm co-owner of Pottinger Restaurant in Skerries with Carl Leonard.
So you're a beautiful restaurant here with brilliant chefs making brilliant local food. You're used to well-known faces, household names, celebrities. How do you treat them?
Same as absolutely everybody else. Every customer is super important.
So everyone is equal?
100%.
But let's say, for example, God forbid, Roy Keane walked in and had a meal, he'd be treated the same way as anyone else?
Absolutely. No difference whatsoever. Every customer is just as important.
And over the years, you've seen some big names in all the different establishments you've been involved with. And I know you want to keep confidentiality, but who have you come across?
We get quite a few people from RTE in the restaurant. There's a fair few of them living in the local vicinity. I don't really know if I want to name names, because I wouldn't talk about our normal customers.
and Hollywood stars over the years?
No, absolutely nothing like that. Irish, well-known Irish personalities and news readers, TV personalities, that kind of thing.
Joe says, I met Alan Rickman on a Dublin bus, Gabriel Byrne at a phone box, George Best in Arnott's, and the great Graham Taylor at a Watford game.
Cool.
Joe's been around. God, save us tonight. How do you get time for yourself, Joe, meeting all those people? And I suppose the big question then, people would be wondering, you were there. There was mobs all around him, security guards.
Yes, lots of security.
Did you manage to kind of sneak your way through?
Yeah.
So and talk to Roy himself?
He came out of one door, went in another, and I missed him. Could you believe it? And I actually tipped off someone else where he was going to be, and I missed him. So I waited for him to come out again. He eventually came out. This is Roy Keane. And I tried to get a word with him.
Roy, Henry from News Talk, how does it feel to be in Skerries? Is it good to be here? So there's Roy Keane there filming here in Skerries. He didn't want to talk, but he smiled, almost winked. I'm having a chat with Jerry McKenna from Skerries Hardware. Right opposite you at Frock and Co. There's a full film set ready to rock. Roy Keane is inside. What does this mean? I mean, do you normally have this level of celebrity in your neighbourhood?
Yeah, because Skerries is quite popular for things like this, you know. We had around in the Gladstone some years back, there was another serial, George Gently.
So you're used to seeing the odd celeb in town?
Yeah. In Skerries we got quite a few, all right, yeah. Because there's a lot of ads made down the harbour as well, you see, down there with the nice buildings and that, you know, yeah. So, yeah, I do. Is Roy Keane a celeb? Yeah, he is, I suppose. I shouldn't say that, should I?
You're used to this level of interest. So many ads are made here, so many films are made in Skerries.
Yeah. Look, you see a lot of celebrities coming around. And look, Skerries is that sort of laid-back town where a lot of people just come out and celebrities come out and just hang around.
And there's a few rugby players and there's a few Olympians locally, sailors.
We have our own celebrities, like rugby celebrities. We have Hugo Lennox around the corner there, who played in the Rugby Sevens yesterday. And we have Kieran Frawley, who scored a winning kick for Ireland only 2 weeks ago.
In South Africa.
In South Africa, that's right. So we have a lot of our own celebrities, including myself.
I thought I heard a chortle there, and that wasn't him. Was that somebody else chortling on his behalf?
He was saying something, which way do I go to the security guard? He looked at me, he gave me this look, like basically why are you approaching me?
Yeah.
But he looked friendly, and I did speak to Sky, and Sky said, well, he's busy, but by all means, approach him. So I did kind of have half permission to talk to him, not full permission.
Okay.
And he was quite macho, but I think we could be friends. He was in the middle of filming, though.
Yeah, he was busy.
And he was busy, and I can understand the electricity around him. I haven't been blanked like that since Ewan McGregor in 2006 in New York, where I tried to interview him on a red carpet for Hennessy Cognac.
Yeah.
He also didn't talk. And that's such a trick for a celebrity. Best thing you can do to a journalist is don't talk. They've nothing.
Yeah.
So I've got nothing.
Ewan McGregor. Was he being paid to be there?
He was being paid to be there, yeah.
Yeah.
He was. I'm not sure the fee, but it was in the tens of thousands. He was paid by Hennessy Cognac to show up.
Well, in your face, Ewan McGregor. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief on News Talk.